Here is basic information and guidance from the Office of Civil Defense, Department of Defense, Washington. Fire is always a danger, even in normal peacetime. In a nuclear disaster, it would be a far greater hazard. For even in the fringe areas, a few miles away from the point of explosion, and far enough to escape the worst effects of the blast, the heat wave might set fire to your home by igniting papers, fabrics, or dry wood. Gas lines might be broken, power lines knocked down, thus increasing the chances of fire. Through knowledge and prompt action, you could help reduce the fire hazard. Several special precautions should be taken if a nuclear attack seems threatened. Avoid accumulations of trash around the house or yard. To keep the intense heat rays of an explosion from entering your house, close doors, windows, Venetian blinds. If you don't have Venetian blinds, coat windows with whitewash, household cleaning powder, or other opaque materials, even mud if necessary, or cover windows with aluminum foil. Unless local authorities advise otherwise in time of emergency, fill buckets, sinks, bathtubs, and other containers with water for use in emergency firefighting. Have on hand some basic firefighting tools: a garden hose, a ladder, a fire extinguisher, some buckets of sand. Keep your garden hose connected. Disconnect electric appliances, such as irons. If you go to a home fallout shelter, stay there during the immediate emergency, unless you hear an explosion that breaks windows. If you do, check to make sure nothing in your home is burning, and there are no other fires close to your home that might endanger you. Here are some basic instructions on how to fight home fires. Remember the three ways to put out a fire. Take away its fuel, smother it, or cool it with water or firefighting chemicals. Keep in mind that vaporizing liquid-type fire extinguishers can produce dangerous fumes when used in small spaces. Whichever method you use, it will be most effective if you act immediately, before the fire grows larger. If the burning material is removable, take it out of the house. Then put out the flame with water, a fire extinguisher, sand, or earth. If the burning material cannot be removed, put out the flames with water or whatever you can use. A small fire can be smothered with a rug or other heavy material, preferably wet. If it's an electrical fire, be sure to shut off the electricity first at the main switch. Then put out the flames with water or anything available. If you can't shut off the electricity, don't use water on the fire. If it's an oil or grease fire, shut off the supply of whatever is burning and then smother the flames with sand, earth, rugs, or other heavy materials. Don't use water. If it's a gas fire, shut off the gas supply and then use water, sand, or earth to put out whatever is burning. To repeat, knowing how to reduce fire hazards and how to fight small fires could be essential in time of emergency.